Lou?
Good morning.
Wilbur, where are you?
I'm in Searcy in the office.
Oh, down in Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've been wanting to tell you how much I appreciated the visit and your hospitality and all the arrangements.
Well, you helped the cause materially. I've heard so many favorable comments about the entire trip, particularly your part on the program, your appearance. Everyone was very pleased to have you.
Oh, that was good. Fine. Well, I didn't know where you were, but I just want to tell you, enjoyed it very much. I think it's useful, and I'm going to go to a couple of other places.
It is useful, and don't hesitate to make similar trips into the South, in my opinion.
Right, good. Well, I'll see you soon, Wilbur.
Fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 I'm going to tell you.
Well, I read your discussion there. I'm sorry I don't into I know Bill Wirtz is sorry of any embarrassment they caused. I looked over. Right. I see. Well, you know, I talked to Bill Wirtz just this morning and last night. He said that the AFL-CIO were prepared to have a Canadian be the third, but that they didn't want to agree to it publicly in advance.
I know that, but if we were attacked in the house, then we would have been literally attacked, and we couldn't have said that the third person would be a Canadian, because the whole game would be made in advance of us. We almost...
I see.
But in any event, that was our trouble. And
I just read Meany's statement this morning, and I said to Bill Wirtz that I thought that last sentence could have been...
That's the only part that really needs to know. That's what caused the trouble.
Yeah.
Now, there was no way in which we could avoid going after him. He deserved, I think. He's a very blunt, unspoken person. But in this case, we're dealing with another country.
That's correct.
When he talked about his opposition to Canada, in this matter being the same as it would have been if it had been Honduras or Peru or any other...
I know. Well, it's... As I say, I would have rewritten it if I'd seen it.
I'm sure you would have.
Yeah.
Now, in the light of history, and now that this act has been passed by the House of Commons, if his invitation, if his reaction, if his results in further trouble, we'll be in one hell of a mess. Has frankly invited the unions on the American side to have nothing to do with this action of the Canadian government and the existence of the objective. Now, this isn't the kind of thing you would do in case of a Russian ship coming into the continent.
Yeah.
And the effect it will have on our relationship, and I consider it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to get rid of them.
Well, he's not worth anything. The difficulty, of course, is this fellow Hall, I mean, he has to deliver Hall. And, you know, he doesn't, so to deliver Hall, he has to take a certain position. That's the problem. I'm not able to deliver Hall because I have no contact with him, and he's already denounced this administration because of what we did out in Chicago with that injunction. So the problem really is how to get Hall to go.